Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And it is 10 o'clock. And as promised, it's time for the feud. Look at that, everybody.
Come on in. Just get him. Randy, just let him in.
There we go.
Okay, you ready for me? Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you, Louie?
Good. Hi, Brian.
All right, Louie Anderson,
hey, Louie.
Man.
Hi, Randy.
Yeah.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Oh,
Jerry Wischowski.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah.
How are you? Oh, good.
What's up, man?
Hey, all right.
You want to play the feud? You want to give
Let's play the feud.
You want to give away some great prizes? You want to play the feud?
All right, folks, it is the feud.
Let's play the feud.
All right, what we're going to do is we have eight phone lines open. We'll take the first four phone calls. You'll be one team, one family. The second four calls will be the second family. And whoever wins the feud today, well, you're going to get yourself a lucky prize.
Oh, and please remember to have your radio turned down.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. 9710. Well, we get these families together. Louie, what have you been up to?
Oh, I do a thanks for asking. By the way, how's your dad?
He's doing great.
I love your dad.
Rick Dees just asked about him.
Oh, that's great. I'm at the Excalibur in Las Vegas.
Oh, I love the Excalibur.
I have my own show.
How's that going?
It's going great. I used to do Casino Talk with Whitman.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had fun doing that.
Yeah, that was a good
time.
But
now I'm just in Vegas doing my own show at the Excalibur. And then, of course, sometimes, Tim, they ask me to join the Thunder from Down Under.
So I suit up
for that.
Wow. It's quite the show, huh?
It's a joke.
Is that a mail review show there?
It's a joke. Mm-hmm. It's a joke.
All right. All right, gang, it's time to play the feud. The first four callers against the second four callers. 520-9710-888-520-9710.
And it works just like the feud. When I hosted the feud, I ask a question with the most possible answers. If you guess them, you win.
Yes. And everybody who wins tonight, let's see what we get here. How about we'll give them a copy of Lost Planet. Can we do that? Can we give out four more copies of that? All right. Lost Planet, Extreme Condition for PlayStation 3. It's the 22nd century. The Earth is in ruins, and mankind must move on. Rated T for teen, only from Capcom. You like those guys, huh, Louis?
Oh, I do. They're so nice.
You guys at Capcom?
So nice. Let's meet the Robert family.
All right. Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Well, fantastic. Gentlemen, good evening. Hello,
All
Louis.
All right.
Hello, Robert. How are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Downey.
Do you love the feud?
I absolutely adore the feud, Louie.
Okay, let's meet the rest of your family. This is Jason. Hi, Jason.
How you doing, Louie?
All right.
And let's meet Steve on the 405. He's part of Robert's family. Hi, Steve.
Howdy.
And Javier in Simi Valley.
Hey, how you doing, Louie?
Good. Say hi to Steve and Jason and Robert. You're all a big family. Say hi to each other.
Hey, family.
All right, this will be let's make this the Downey family. All right, you guys are all members of the Downey family, all right?
All right.
All right, so hold on one second. We got Javier, Steve, Jason, and, of course, Robert. And you guys all ready to play the feud?
Let's play the feud!
All right, the Downey family will be playing against the Covina family tonight.
Let's meet the Covina family. This is Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Louie.
How are you?
Super.
That's good. Let's say hi to John in Garden Grove. He's part of the Covina family. Hi, John.
You there, Johnny?
Let's say hi to Maria, then.
All right, let's say hi to Maria. You there, Maria?
Hi.
Hi, you ready to play the feud?
I'm ready to play the feud.
All right, let's say hi to Jose.
Louis.
Hi, Jose.
Can I get some Skittles?
I do have some Skittles. So we have the Covina family with Ronnie, and do we have Jose? Let me say hi to Jose real quick.
Yeah, there's two Jose's and one Maria, and that makes up the Covina family.
I have a Skittle. You guys want to play the feud?
All right.
The Covina family, Ronnie, Joe, Maria, and Jose. Say hi to each other.
Hi, family.
All right. Hello. You guys are all ready to play the feud.
Well, it's kind of weak. I'm having Skittles.
All right. Here we go. It's the Covina family versus the Downey family.
Okay, Robert. I'm having Skittles.
All right. Now, Robert, here's what we're going to do. If you think you know the number one answer, you say Downey family. And Ronnie and Covina, if you think you know it, you say Covina, all right?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Robert versus Ronnie, Covina versus Downey.
Here we go. First question. Five answers on the board. We surveyed 100 people. Try to find the most popular answer. Oh, wait a minute. Robert and Ronnie, you want to play the feud?
You're damn right I want to play the feud, Louie.
I'll play the motherfucking feud! Okay, here we go. Five possible answers. Name something drivers do with their hands when they should have them on the steering wheel.
Downey.
Downey first.
Robert, go ahead.
Playing with the radio.
Show me playing with the radio. That's the number five answer.
Whoa.
Four will beat it. Ronnie, if you can beat it, you can get control for your family.
Talk on their cell phone. Talk on their cell phone.
Talk on the cell phone. Number three answer.
All right.
So you're in control.
Ronnie, you want to play or pass?
Let's play.
All right, let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud. You want to play the feud? Let's play the feud. Okay, now we're going to go to the Covina family. If they can clear the board, they win. If not, the Downey family gets a chance to steal. Here, let's go to Joe, who's on the Covina family. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What do you do for a living?
I'm on my way to work. I work at UPS.
Oh, okay. Great. Here we go. So you're in the car. Name something drivers do with their hands when they should have them on the steering wheel. Three answers left.
I'm going to say eat.
Eat.
Eat. Show me eat. Yep, that's there. Way to go.
All right.
Only two more answers and no strikes. The Covina family's in good shape. Let's go to Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi, do you like to play the field?
I love to play the field.
Oh, I love having you.
What answers do we have already, Louie?
Okay, the answers that have been given. Listen to the radio. Talk on the phone and eat. And the number one answer has not been revealed, and number two has not been revealed. Maria, name something people do with their hands when they should have them on the wheel.
I'm going to say putting on makeup.
Hey,
show me makeup. Makeup is not there. That's the first strike for the Covina family. Jose, you have to try to save your team. I know the Downey family's trying to steal. Name something drivers do with their hands when they should have them on the wheel.
How about shave?
Shave. Good answer.
Show me shave. Oh, now it's getting ugly. Two strikes. We have to go to back to Ronnie, the captain of the team, the Covina family. You can save the team by giving a correct answer. If not, third strike. The Downey family, led by Robert, is going to try to steal. You want to play the feud?
Yeah.
Play a goddamn feud.
Louie. Jesus.
All right. Name something drivers do with their hands when they should have them on the steering wheel. Come on, Ronnie. Number one and number two answer, unrevealed.
I'm going to say pick their nose.
Oh, good answer.
If pick their nose is there, you're in good shape. If not, the Downey family gets a chance to steal. Let's see pick their nose.
That's terrible.
We go back now to Robert and Downey to try to steal the points here. Is the Downey family there? Robert, Jason, Steven, Javier.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, Javier. Well, everybody,
you guys want to converse?
Throw out answers. Like? Throw out your answers to Robert.
Smoking. Talk on the cell phone.
Cell phone's already there.
I don't know. Resting it on the window.
Mean gestures.
Okay, we need an answer. I need an answer from you, Robert.
Smoking.
If smoking's there, you win the round and get all the points. If not, the Covina family gets it. Show me smoking. Not there. Let's reveal.
The Covina family gets the points.
Way to go, Ronnie and Joe, Maria and Jose. But
yes.
That's only the first question. Let's reveal the number one answer. Comb or brush their hair.
Oh.
Number two. Drink. You know it. Tim, you know it. You know it the whole time. You're so smart.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you want
right.
to play round two?
Let's go with round two.
Okay, you guys ready to play the feud? Let's play the feud. We're going to go to Jason from the Downey family, and we'll go to Joe from the Covina family.
Let's do it.
Hi, Jason.
How are you doing, Louie?
Say hi to Joe.
How's it going, Joe?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, you buzz in by shouting Downey family, and Joe, you buzz in by shouting Covina family.
Yeah.
Here we go. Name a food. Five answers on the board, by the way. 100 people surveyed. Name a food that comes in either white or brown color.
Covina.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to go with beans.
Show me beans.
The very popular white and brown beans.
Let's go to Jason here. All you need is to get one answer to get control. Name a food that's either white or brown in color.
How about beef?
All right, let's see beef.
Oh, man.
And now we have to go back down the line to Maria.
I just had a plate of white beef today.
Now we have to go to Maria. Wow, that was... I've eaten my share of beef, never white.
I'm going to go with rice.
You're going to go with rice.
Rice, good rice. Answer.
Show me for the Covina family. Show me rice.
Yay!
Yeah.
Rice is there. You have control. Do you want to play or pass? And you might want to think about it.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think that I'm going to pass.
Okay,
pass.
The Covina family passes to the Downey family, and we go to Steve, who's on the 405, and we've got four answers remaining. Name a food that comes in either white or brown color.
I'm going to go with bread.
Show me bread.
Hey, good answer.
Number five answer. Way to go. No strikes. Okay, Javier in Simi Valley. You want to play the feud?
For the feud.
Let's play the feud. Name a food that comes in either white or brown color. Rice and bread have been said.
I'm going to say spaghetti.
Okay.
Great answer.
Get ready for a buzzer. Show me spaghetti! No, that's the first strike on Javier.
I thought for sure it was there.
Okay, let's go back to the Downey family.
Monsieur, would you like your pasta brown tonight or white?
Oh, you're so funny.
Thank you.
Let's go to the team captain for the Downey family, Robert. One strike against the team. You got to try to clear the board. Name a food that comes in either white or brown color.
How about sugar?
Oh, very good answer.
Well, thanks.
Sugar.
All right.
Woo. That's their number two answer. Only two more to be revealed. Let's go to Jason, representing the Downey family. Jason, go ahead.
How about chocolate, Louie?
Oh, great answer.
Good answer. A food that comes in brown or white color. Show me chocolate.
F.
That's two strikes. Now, here's the situation, Tim. The situation.
You got to talk in the mic there, Louie.
Huh?
We're going out to Steve on the 405.
Oh, okay. And two strikes, by the way. One more strike, and it goes to the Covina family for the steal. Okay, Steve, name a food that comes in white or brown colors.
I'm going to go with ice cream.
Show me for Steve on the 405 ice cream. Number one answer.
Great answer. All right.
That was the number one answer. Only one answer remains. So we'll go to
Javier.
Javier. Seems like we were just talking to Javier.
Nah.
Oh, we are again. Hi, Javier.
Hi, Louie.
Hi. Okay. You got to save the team. You have two strikes. Name a food that comes in either white or brown color.
Name
3 seconds.
Cereal.
Show me cereal.
Mm.
third strike. Now, let's see if the Covina family can tie it up. Let's go to their chance to steal now. We go to Ronnie and Joe, Maria and Jose. You guys all there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here.
Shout out
onion.
Some answers to
onion.
Your captain.
Onion. Hello?
Okay, Ronnie, we have to come to you for an answer. Name a food that comes in either white or brown color.
I'm going to go with my team. I'm going to go with onion.
Okay, if onions is there, it's all tied up, and then we have to go into a tiebreaker.
Good answer, by the way.
Show
Do
me.
Do you have brown onions?
Show me onions! I can't believe nobody said it because I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Let's see the answer. Eggs.
Oh, eggs.
Oh, so look at that.
It's all tied up.
No, the Downey family has won two in a row.
Oh, the Downey family won twice?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Covina family, we got to say so long to them then.
We do fast money.
We won the first one.
Yeah, I thought the Covina family won the first
one. Okay, then I'm sorry. You know, I've...
Wait, who won the first one?
Covina.
I thought it was Covina.
Ask Robert and Downey.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Robert, how many have you won?
It's one and one.
One and one.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know the score. I'm having too many Skittles. Okay. Sugar.
All right, we'll come back to the tiebreaker and then the final round.
Fast money. You want to play the feud?
Let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud.
All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM in the middle of a full-blown family feud session with our friend, Louis Anderson.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everybody. Welcome back to the feud.
Yes.
We have quite a contest going on. It's all tied up. The Downey family, led by Robert, has taken on the Covina family, led by Ronnie, and we have to go to the tiebreaker round. So we'll go to Maria, representing the Covina family. Hi, Maria.
Hello.
Now, you want some Skittles?
Only the green ones.
Oh, I'm having Skittles. And this is Steve for the Downey family. You guys are going to square off and, of course, buzz in by shouting Downey or Covina, okay?
Okay.
And this will decide it. Steve, say good luck to Maria. Shake hands.
Good luck, Maria.
Thank you.
We surveyed 100 people. Top five answers are on the board. Try to find the most popular answer. Here's the question. Name a sport for which people buy special clothes.
Covina.
Covina.
Maria.
Hockey.
Show me hockey. It's the number two answer. One answer will beat it, Steve.
Wow.
Football.
Show me football. It's the number one answer.
Hey, good answer.
So that means you have control. Do you want to play or pass, Steve, for your family? You have to make the decision.
I think we're going to play.
Okay. They play.
All right.
Let's go to Javier then.
All right, Javier.
There are three more answers. If you clear the board, you win the whole game. And, of course, three strikes, and the Covina family gets a chance to steal. Javier, name a sport for which people buy special clothes.
Wait, we didn't get the question there, Louis.
Oh, name a sport for which people buy special clothes.
Let's go with soccer.
Show me soccer. Not there. No soccer.
What kind of special equipment you need? A ball.
Okay, let's go to the team captain of the Downey family. This is Robert. Robert, name a sport for which people buy special clothes.
Okay, did Maria say baseball already?
No, football and hockey were guests, also soccer.
Baseball.
Show me baseball. Number three answer.
Good answer.
Yeah,
way to go. Two answers remain on the board, and you have one strike. So remember, three strikes. The other family has a chance to steal. Hey, Jason.
How you doing, Louie?
Good. Did I ask you what you do for a living?
No, not yet.
Oh, what do you do for a living?
I'm an investigator.
You're an investigator? Oh, he's an investigator. Don't get too close to this guy. Hey, Jason.
Yes.
You want to investigate the feud?
I will try my best, Lee.
Let's play that. God damn it! Okay, here we go. Two answers remain on the board. Name a sport for which people buy special clothes.
How about those ridiculous outfits in golf?
Good answer. Show me golf. That is two strikes now. Two strikes on the Downey family. It all comes down to Steve on the 405. There's two answers remaining and two strikes. You get one wrong, and the Covina family can steal it all. Steve, name a sport for which people buy special clothes.
Well, let's try basketball.
If basketball's there, you're in good shape. If not, we go to the Covina family to steal it. Show me basketball! Basketball's not there, so let's go to the Covina family now. A chance to steal Ronnie and Joe, Maria and Jose. Shout out answers to your team's captain.
Again, what's the question?
Name a sport for which people buy special clothes.
Snowboarding.
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse, snowboarding. What else?
Skiing.
Skiing.
Come on, Maria. Don't you have one? It's all gonna come down to you, Ronnie. If you get this right, your team wins and you go for the big prizes. If not, you lose. Name a sport for which people buy special clothes. I need an answer.
Okay, I'm going to go on this one. I'm going to say boxing.
Okay.
If boxing is there, the Covina family wins. If not, the Downey
Great
family
answer.
Wins.
Great answer. Boxing.
Show me boxing. Not there, no. Oh,
we
boy.
Get to say goodbye to everybody, though.
Thank you, the Covina family. Well, let's see what was on the board. Number four, skiing. And somebody said skiing.
Yeah, somebody on that team did.
And tennis, number five, tennis.
Ah, tennis.
I smell going, and I would be wearing, tennis shorts or something that's going to get her attention.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
So I guess we have to say goodbye to the Covina family.
Yes.
Okay, Ronnie, thanks for playing.
Yeah.
And Joe and Maria and thanks for playing the feud.
After playing, he still swore. Okay, all right. Very
now
good.
We're gonna go to the Downey family, and we're gonna go to Robert, the team captain. Robert, congratulations! You guys won.
Oh, this is Fez. It's like my own family now.
Now you, Robert. Somebody in your family is going to go for fast money. It can be you, or you can pick Jason, Steve, or Javier.
Two of them go? Or one of them?
Well, two. I mean, if you want to get crazy, two go. Two go? All right.
Yeah, isn't it two that
go? Yeah, okay. So who's going to play for fast money? Robert, Jason, Steve, or Javier? What about you, Robert? Are you going to play?
Me and Steve.
All right. You and Steve. All right. First, Steve, Gina, pick up the phone and talk to Steve so he doesn't hear the questions. Okay, he's in the isolation chamber. Robert, are you ready?
Here we go.
Yes, I'm ready.
You're
going to
get 25 seconds on the clock. And here we go. An appliance that needs time to warm up.
A television set.
A dangerous fish.
A barracuda.
Something kids eat right out of the jar.
Peanut butter.
Something you buy by the quart.
Milk.
A household pet that's the least trouble.
Turtle.
Turn around. All right. Good answers.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to the board here. You want to play the feud?
I want to play the feud.
Let's play the feud!
Damn right I do.
Okay, I asked you to name an appliance that needs time to warm up, and you said a TV. Survey says 10 points.
Uh-oh.
Between the two of you, you got to get 200 points. I asked you to name a dangerous fish, and you said a barracuda. Survey says 15 points.
How many on TV?
10.
10.
I asked you, Robert, I said, name something that kids eat right out of the jar, and you said peanut butter. Survey says number one answer, 40 points.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
Yes, serious, Dougie.
I asked you to name something you buy by the quart, and you said milk. And our survey said 20 points.
Oh, boy.
85.
Oh, he's doing the math over in Downey. And finally, I asked about the household pet that's the least troubling. You said a turtle. And our survey said 30 points,
wow.
The number to answer.
115 points.
Wow. Way to go.
Congratulations,
way to go.
Dude.
Way to go.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk to a Steve here and see if he can come up with another 85 points. And then those young men will also receive a copy of Lost Planet if they come up with 85 points. Extreme condition for PlayStation 3. It's the 22nd century. The Earth is in ruins, and mankind must move on. Rated T for teen, only from Capcom.
The Downey family needs 85 points to go all the way on the feud. We're coming right back.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of Family Feud, Louie Anderson.
Oh, thank you, Tim. And thanks, everybody. It's so much fun playing the feud here, and we've had so much fun with the Downey
right.
family.
Hey, Louie, you're really out of energy there,
and
man. What's going on with you?
Covina family. We've had
more energy, energy.
Time. Okay, let's go here now. Let's get Steve on to play Fast Money, see if they win all the prizes.
There we go.
Hi, Steve.
Howdy.
You've been in the isolation chamber. I'm going to ask you the same five questions I asked Robert. You cannot duplicate his answers. If you do, you hear this? I'll say try again, and you'll give me another answer, okay?
And we're looking for 85 points.
I know, Tim. I was going to just say
that.
We need 85
Louis.
Points.
Sorry, Louie.
Okay, give me 25 seconds on the clock, please. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes, I am.
An appliance that needs time to warm up.
Oven.
A dangerous fish.
Piranha.
Something that kids eat right out of the jar.
Peanut butter.
Give me another answer.
Jelly.
Something you buy by the quart.
No.
Give me another answer.
Water.
Which household pet has the least trouble?
Fish.
Turn around. All right. Here we go.
So confident.
How do you feel, Steve?
I feel very confident.
Okay, here we go. You want to play the feud?
I already did.
No, I'm playing the feud. I didn't play it. Okay, you need 85 points. I asked you to name an appliance that needs time to warm up, and you said an oven. Survey says 5 points.
Oh. Mm.
Number one answer was a waffle iron. I asked you to name a dangerous fish, and you said a piranha. By the way, shark was number one answer. Nobody said that, right?
No, they didn't.
Because Robert said barracuda.
Yeah.
Show me piranha. 25 points. That's good. You only need now 55 points to get all the prizes. I asked you something the kids eat right out of the jar. You said jelly. Survey says 30 points. It's the number two answer right behind peanut butter. You need 25 points for everything. Something you buy by the quart. And you said water?
Zero.
And our survey said?
Oh, boy.
The answers were ice cream, oil, juice, milk, and alcoholic beverages.
Just get ice cream in a jar.
You need 25 points for all the prizes for Robert and Jason and Javier. I asked you the household pet that is the least trouble, and you said a fish. And our survey says 26 points.
Oh.
By 1 point, you
hey,
got that.
Congratulations, dude. All right, Robert, Jason, Steve, and Javier, congratulations, man.
That was so close because fish was the number three answer, and turtle and dog was the number one answer. Nobody said dog, but you guys got it.
Oh, boy. Congratulations, fellas.
What? Huh?
There they go.
What did he say?
All right, put them all on hold, and everyone gets a prize here. They're all going to get that PlayStation 3, man, or the game for it.
Shows take a lot of energy out of you,
the
you know.
A copy of Lost Planet. Louis, you want to give them the prize? What do they get all the winners tonight?
Congratulations, a copy of Lost Planet. Extreme condition for PlayStation 3. So 22nd century, the Earth is in ruins, and mankind must move on. It's rated T for teen only from Capcom. The show takes a lot of energy
out of
you.
Yes, it does. You know. You're really low energy. Let's hear it for Louis Anderson,
especially
everybody.
Especially the fast money in the third round. It takes a lot of energy. Thanks for playing the feud. You want to play the feud? Let's play the feud!
All right. Well, he did kind of seem to lose energy there, yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
There he goes. And great to have a winning team, too.
Yes. All right. This one last news story for the day. This just came out. Semi-breaking news. Listen to this. Out of Chicago, AP is reporting at least one in four teenage girls nationwide has a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, no.
Jerry, please.
Jerry, please. These are our listeners.
Or more than 3 million teens, according to a first study of its kind. Wow. Mm. The virus that causes cervical cancer is by far the most common sexually transmitted infection in teen girls.
That's why Dr. Drew always says that you have to get the vaccine and you have to go to your, if you're sexually active, you have to be seeing a gynecologist or an obstetrician, or a gynecologist rather.
Yes,
like you.
And these are girls 14 to 19.
Whoa.
Oh my
While
word.
The highest overall prevalence is among black girls, nearly half the blacks studied had at least one STD.
Now, does it list there the most common sexually transmitted disease?
I don't know here. The rate compared with 20% among both whites and Mexican-American teens. The study comes from the the Centers for Disease Control.
Yeah, the CDC put this out. That's interesting. So one in five?
One in four.
Well, one at 25%, right.
Yes.
One in four. My gosh.
About half the girls acknowledged having sex. Among them, the rate was 40%.
Oh, among sexually active, 40%.
Yes.
Wow. So almost half of the girls, of the teenage girls in America.
Yes.
Having sex, have an STD.
Well, it says, some teens define sex as only intercourse, other types of intimate behavior, including oral sex, can spread some infections.
That's right.
I wonder where they got sex is just intercourse. I wonder where they got that one, Bill.
I don't know where that came from, but that is wrong. That is not right.
For many, the numbers likely seem overwhelming because you're talking about half of the sexually experienced teens having an STD.
Well, they'll have it forever, right? Don't they have it forever?
I think once you get an STD, it's yours.
Yeah, you treat
it. You own it.
When it presents itself, I think you treat it, and then you just... I'm not a doctor, so you'd have to...
I wonder if there are STDs that come and go.
Well, sure. Like genital warts, you know, people who have...
No, I think once you have genital warts, I think you are a carrier for the rest of your life.
Right, but you don't have warts all the time.
No, but I'm
right.
saying I think once you have an STD... You'll always have an STD.
And I think now that's that vaccine that Dr. Drew has mentioned is the one for genital warts.
Yeah, wasn't Merlin Olsen doing the commercials for STD?
No, that was Wilfred Brimley.
No, it was Merlin Olsen.
No, FTD.
Oh, FTD.
Yeah, that's for flowers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then Wilfred Brimley used to do the Quaker Oats, and then he went on to doing some insurance.
Oh,
and now he's doing
boy.
Now he's doing STDs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's not doing them. He's just doing a commercial about them.
Yeah, anyway, that's a big number.
He says, you know I have diabetes.
As you know, I've got the diabetes.
You know I've got diabetes and flaming chlamydia.
As you know, I've got the diabetes. And Steckley used to go nuts on the guy because he said, you know what, Wilfred, I'm not familiar with your medical history. I had no idea you had the diabetes. I wasn't aware of it. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor in your office. I'm not a family member. As you know, I had the diabetes. It's very presumptuous.
Get your freaking act together here!
We know a lot about your medical history.
Jumping on the guy.
As you know, I've got the diabetes. Who the F knew that?
No one knows.
Maybe he's talking to the crew because they noticed that he wasn't eating any
sugar.
But he'd
say right into the camera, well, as you know, I've got the diabetes.
Does he say the diabetes?
I think he does.
Really? Does he say it that way?
I think we used to have a copy of that commercial somewhere.
I think someone's running around back there. I think they might be able to.
Well, as you know, I've got the diabetes. I think that's how it sounded.
God almighty.
Well, as you know, sitting on that horse.
Right. Always on a horse.
Yeah, he's like 220 pounds sitting on a 300-pound horse.
I think, by the way, they're giving the horse a break lately. I saw him on TV. I think he's on a porch. He's like leaning on a country porch.
I think it's now. I think he's laying across two Clydesdales now when he does it.
Well, as you know, I'm 425.
Well, as you know, I weigh more than this horse I'm on. And I've
What you don't know is we did this commercial on a horse, but I broke that horse's back.
You know, there are still some people.
All right, here it is. Let's go ahead and play it.
If you have diabetes and are on Medicare, you may qualify for a free meter from Liberty Medical.
You know, there are still some people who don't know that the cost of their diabetes testing supplies may be covered by Medicare.
It's at the beginning
of
that spot is when he says it.
And you're on Medicare.
He doesn't say it here?
No, I don't think he says it in that spot. But there's one spot where he goes, as you know, as the whole world knows by now, Wilford Brimley's got the diabetes.
Right, because I'm as famous as any television star has ever been.
Well, but it's so arrogant to say, even if he was the Pope.
Of course, as you know.
As you know.
Because you've been following so closely.
As you've all been, mailed and emailed and called about my medical condition.
That's right.
So as everybody in the world knows, I've got the diabetes. Well, we were somewhat unaware. I barely know that I have it.
Right.
If I had it, I barely know.
Right. So how could we possibly, Wilford, be expected to be up to speed on your condition, your the currency of your chart?
Right. It's not on Entertainment Tonight every night. It's not on TMZ. Where would we have discovered, Wilford, that you had the diabetes?
Dan Rather reporting for the CBS Evening News. This just in. Famed television actor and movie star Wilford Brimley has been diagnosed with diabetes. CBS News will keep you abreast of the situation. As it progresses.
As you know.
As you know, or you may not know, but the famed actor Wilford Brimley has diabetes. He also has a growing wart on his left foot. According to the doctor that administered his last physical exam.
Wow.
Also, his cholesterol is a bit high. Dan Rather reporting, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. I would bet that most of the people in the nation could not identify Wilford Brimley.
Dan Rather reporting for the CBS Evening News.
How the F would these people know his condition?
Famed television actor Wilford Brimley has released through a publicist that he has flaming gonorrhea.
Wow. Is that right?
We are waiting for more reaction from the Brimley camp. Dan Rather reporting, I'm sorry.
As you know.
I'm sorry.
As you're all very aware of. I mean, people in this country don't know who the vice president is.
Right, but they're all...
They don't know his first or last name. How would they know the medical condition of a guy who's not been in the public eye?
Dan Rather reporting
for a little while.
CBS News, as you all know already, it is not even needed to be repeated. Wilford Brimley, the famed television actor, has a raging case of diverticulitis. We'll keep you up to speed here on the CBS Evening News.
A little news break.
I'm sorry.
As you know. So classic.
Bow, 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 bow.
All right. We got to take a small break. When we come back, John and Jeff will come in.
Yeah, man.
And tell us what they're up to tonight.
Oh, by the way,
two giant studs.
Louis Anderson left his Skittles.
Hey, look at you. All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Diabetes. You know, I have diabetes. You know, I have diabetes.
Diabetes.
Call Liberty. Call Liberty.
Diabetes.
These are my testing supplies.
Diabetes.
When I say diabetes.
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 Diabetes. Diabetes. Diabetes.
Liberty makes it easy.
Diabetes.
So if you have diabetes, So if you have diabetes, think again.